Welcome to What Do You Want Instead? Conversations with host Suze Casey and the creator of Belief Repatterning.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to What Do You Want Instead? Conversations with host Suze Casey and the creator of Belief Repatterning. In the next hour, Suze and her guests explore significant, catalytic, and life-changing questions and invite you to be part of the conversation. Claim who you are and what you want in your life. Here's your host, Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome to What Do You Want Instead? I'm very excited. My guest today is Mike Dooley, author of Infinite Possibilities as well as Notes from the Universe. Mike, thank you for joining me today.
Jambo, Suze, happy to be here.
Oh, I love to hear that, Jambo, Suze. That's great. Always excites me. Where does Jambo come from, Mike?
It came from an African safari I was on almost 20 years ago, and it was it's the local language. It's Swahili for hello or good day, and it was always said with such joy. I guess typically they learned that the tourists like it, and so every morning you'd arise, and everybody you met, whether they were a tourist or a local, would greet you with Jambo, and it stuck. And when I was looking for a fun greeting for adventurers, it seemed like the perfect word.
It is the perfect word because it always just lifts me up, and I like it especially when I hear your voice saying it, as opposed to just having it in my daily notes from the universe.
Well, thank you.
I'm so excited to be talking with you today about reminding you of life's everyday magic. And I think it's one of the wonderful gifts that you bring to the world is helping people remember that there is magic every day.
So true, and it's probably the most overlooked thing. It's not just for fairy tales. It's not just wishy-washy stuff. But we couldn't be here if there wasn't an unbelievably profound magic that escapes the physical senses that supports us.
And yet so much of our world is based on the I need to see the proof.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's the whole crux of the matter. It's realizing that you and your thoughts are the proof, that the proof is outside of the physical senses. I was talking with a friend the other day, and they said something to the effect like, well, there it is, just that old illusion trick kind of hounding us again. And it's like, it's not just the old illusion trick. It's like the whole pivot point of what reality is, and it's the game that we're playing. It's realizing that everything in the outer world springs from the inner world without exception. And you understand that, game over, game won.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, when you speak about game and the pivot points, the adventures that you've been on personally are astounding and amazing. The adventures within the mind, though, as you mentioned, are even more astounding.
Yeah. Well, I've had the privilege and the good fortune, if you will, to have been all over the world a number of times, to live in the Middle East and to visit frequently, for the past 20 years to pretty much wherever I wanted to go. And, you know, it is the adventure of life because we're here for the fun of it. And just as we like to kind of splash around in the jungles of time and space going on trips and vacations, what we can then come to realize is that those adventures can be all the more enhanced and notched up a whole nother level when we start understanding that we're not here to react to the illusions, that we're here as creator of the illusions and therefore the adventures that take place within them. So, you know, the Adventurers Club that I have right now, that I founded, is all about the adventure of life, but more from a philosophical perspective than actually plundering through the jungles. Although we're adding that, you may have noticed at the website, there's cruises and there's other things in the drawing board right now.
I noticed that you have. And let's just talk a little bit about this Adventurers Club, because it's what initially drew me to you. And I wish, Mike, that I could remember who it was that first mentioned you to me or how I stumbled across you, because I'd like to give them a great big hug and a thank you. Because I get so many thank yous from people for passing along your work to them. And, you know, let's just talk a little bit about the Adventurers Club and how it got born.
Well, it arose from the ashes, so to speak, of what was a family-run T-shirt business that me, my brother, and mother had started. Oh, now it's about 16 years ago, and the T-shirt business ran its course in a matter of 10 years, and we had fantastic success. But in the end, being successful was more of a struggle than it was worth the effort, so we let it go. we liquidated. We were still ahead financially. But at that point, which was about 6 years ago, I was kind of faced with starting my life over. And I talk about that a lot in my most recent audio program, Leveraging the Universe, because I was faced with, well, what do I do with my life now, you know, and how do I apply this stuff again, and why am I even facing this situation? And all of it had great, there were great, wonderful answers that are answered throughout the program. But the Adventurers Club was initially just the Monday morning motivators that I had been mailing out when we were a T-shirt company with the deal of the week. And when the deal of the week went away, I didn't want to stop that connection. It was all that was left, really, of Tut.com. And so I started to write a little editorial. And I say editorial, but it was a little insight that followed the pithy little poems that appeared in the Monday Morning Motivator. So the poem would be about life dreams or happiness or visualizing or picturing the end result in your mind. The editorial, which would only be a couple of paragraphs, was further insight as to, you know, how it would work, why it would work, the point of it all. And those were the nucleus. I remember writing those and being filled with a certain sense of fulfillment, but not knowing where it would go, just feeling very certain that it would go somewhere. And, of course, they were then and always have been free. So there was a bit of an alarm going off in my head, like, are you crazy? You know, you're not making any money anymore, and you're spending time sending out these free emails to people.
Well, and with your background in finances and accounting,
yeah,
that would be, you'd be sort of going against the natural grain.
It was totally.
And yet it felt right.
It felt so right. And I did make some half-hearted attempts to, actually, I tried really hard to get interviews with accounting firms and, you know, other business opportunities. But nothing panned out. Nothing made me feel good. In fact, it was the opposite. It was repulsive. Whereas on the other side of the coin, I was having this incredible, indescribable feelings sporadically that, man, there's got to be something here because, number one, I just love writing like this, and, number two, people are responding. People are really liking it.
Okay.
So I started really thinking, how can I develop this further so that it's more than, you know, one email a week, that it's more than a mailing from a defunct T-shirt company? And the idea came to call it the Adventurers Club for the adventure of life, a philosophical or psychological or spiritual club that would enhance the physical adventures, but it would all be about reminding people of life's magic, of their divinity, of their power, of their reach. And one thing led to another. The weekly emails became a daily email. There was an Ask Mike form at the website. There was eventually e-cards and banners and affiliate programs, which never produced too much, but I ended up selling my own programs through my banners, and that was a real turning point. And it's been gaining momentum at a wonderful rate for the last 5 years, because I guess that's about how old the Adventurers Club is. It took about a year for it to gel and to be a concept. And then in the last 5 years, I've been writing daily. I've been traveling all over the world doing speaking from Australia to the UK. And now there's these adventures that are physical, you know, on cruise liners. We're talking about doing a barefoot cruise in the Caribbean in about a year after we get back from the Mediterranean. There's going to be a Machu Picchu. There's going to be, oh, the most exciting thing right now, and we're doing a pilot in Orlando, is there's going to be at first monthly, but then perhaps weekly or twice a month meetings of local adventurers to kind of get together face-to-face, to be excited about life, to be reminded of the magic, to share some success stories or insights. And the concept, the idea is that once we get some momentum and clarity from running these here locally in Orlando, we're going to branch it out and let it be a network of clubs worldwide, just like Rotary or Toastmasters or Weight Watchers or any of the other clubs that exist out there.
What a concept, a club to just celebrate life.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to fix something or, you know.
That's great. That's a great perception, and that's one of the angles that I've always tried to stay on with the Adventurers Club, because I think too many people look at their life and they compare it to what they want. They say, well, this is not matching up. There's something wrong with me.
Mm.
And so they go looking into their past. They go looking into their beliefs. They go looking, and of course, there's reason to do that. But there's also another approach, and that is looking forward and realizing the only thing between you and the life of your dreams are the thoughts you think between now and then. Mm-hmm. Because thoughts becoming things is the end-all and be-all of deliberately creating your own reality, of living the life of your dreams. So the slant has always been on possibilities rather than on, you know, what's wrong with me kind of thing.
Right. Well, it's one of my favorite sayings is, you know, people always want to get fixed.
Yeah.
And my father is a veterinarian.
Oh.
And that has a whole different connotation for me.
Yeah, I bet.
And I guess as a teacher, too, you know, it was always, I don't really care what happened, you know, last year in grade 6 or 7 or 8, what's happening this year in grade 7, 8 or 9. Like, where are we moving from forward from here?
That's
always been my perspective. I've always been very confused by the world, which has this need to kind of go back and sift through. You know, I have a fascination with history because I think it can inform
sure.
the present and the future, and absolutely want to learn from those things and move forward. And there is a fascination in it, but it's this continual kind of prodding and poking at it, trying to figure out what's wrong. And there isn't anything wrong. We're just learning.
Right. That's so well put. And really, where we are as a species right now, the world, the global civilization is literally just got out of the caves. We are so primitive right now, and up until this point, everything has been based on our physical senses, our interpretation of the world around us, of who we are, of where we are, of our likely futures. It's all based on physical senses, and so is history. And so is the medical profession. So that's why there's this huge tilt, or this, you know, overwhelming desire to look back and say, well, this is wrong and that's wrong and fix this, because people have not had the inkling yet to realize that they are nonstop projectors and manifestors, thinking that instead they're only reactors and, you know, that their life has been relegated to putting out fires rather than igniting new wonderful ones.
Well, and that whole concept of let's wait and see what happens. My guest today is Mike Dooley, and he certainly isn't someone who waits to see what happened. Mike has got a great website, www.tut.com. I encourage you on our break to go and have a look at that. Maybe sign up for the Adventurers Club when we come back. My guest, Mike Dooley, and I will be reminding you more of life's everyday magic. I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to What Do You Want Instead?
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483, beliefrepattering.com. Assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. BeliefRepattering.com.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get power healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how power healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shaw on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us, 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Hi, and welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? My guest today, Mike Dooley, and our topic, reminding you of life's everyday magic. And Mike, I need to thank you publicly I've said it to you privately, I've said it to you many times, but I so appreciate and value your decision to follow your passion and to follow your dream and just keep writing these little notes that you really weren't sure why you were writing them, where they were going. It just felt on path and on purpose for you.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Susan. It's been an amazing kind of journey because, as you know, I started out in the real world as a young adult in public accounting, CPA, tax consultant. And so I've really kind of gone from, I hate to come up with labels, but left brain to right brain from...
I'm having the little song from Sesame Street, "One of These Things Is Not Like the Other," playing in my head.
Yeah, well, it's been 25 years of that for me, but now I think I've really kind of found my place, and it really was about finally tuning in to who I really was and following my feelings. That was kind of a startling thing because they were so strong, and it was just like, you know, you can't ignore this, Mike. You can't just take a job, because the advice I was receiving from contemporaries 6 years ago was like, look, just get a job so that the monkey's off your back and you don't have to worry. But I could see myself, I think many people, you know, like to throw themselves into what they're doing, and I'm like that. And if I had thrown myself into a corporate world job, I would have worked somewhat happily at 50, 60 hours a week. And then where would be the room for the kind of creativity and experience and adventures that I've had in the last 6 years? And it wouldn't have happened. So it was my feelings that overwhelmed me, and it was just like, you know, I just cannot go back down that path. I can't go follow, you know, the old advice. And nor, I was really on guard because I had another opportunity to join another T-shirt company through an amazing set of serendipitous coincidences. And sometimes when something like that falls on our path, we're like, well, it must be meant to be, or it's almost like it was meant to be. But you know, you can paint anything in that picture that it was almost meant to be. And the fact of the matter is nothing is meant to be. But I could have used these serendipities that all of a sudden presented a new T-shirt company in my path that I could have run from scratch to go, because at that stage, it was in its infancy, and there was all the exciting talk of a new business. You know, they were going to conquer the world, and it's going to be so much fun, and teenagers everywhere would be wearing these T-shirts. It would be the next No Fear, and I was so tempted to jump right back in, and really, it would have been a curse at how. I would have been jumping back into an industry that I had grown very tired of and very frustrated with, simply to make the bucks. And then the rationale would be, well, look, I'll jump back into this. It's just presented itself at the right time. I'll make a lot of money, and then I'll be able to figure out what I'm going to do. And it's like, you know, it never works that way. You get sucked into it.
It's the lure, isn't it?
And then you have to let go of something, and it's like, you know. And so that's, not only was I following feelings of not continually pursuing, you know, interviews and accounting work, but there was also these tempting these tempting opportunities that were all glitz and glamour, but the substance of it was not what I wanted to do. And it was like, you know what? I'm not going to go into accounting, and I'm not going to chase the dollars. You know, I really like this Adventurers Club concept as it was beginning to kind of come together. Nothing thrilled me as much as writing, the way that I was writing then and now. And it's like, I've got to follow this. You know, I've got enough money to coast. I did for about 2 years back then. And if I don't use this opportunity now, you know, I like to say opportunity always continues to present itself, and it really does, but it wouldn't have been the same. So I was like, you know, don't do it, Mike. Tough it out.
Well, it...
So I did. So I toughed it out, and I stayed the course and kept writing once a week, and that turned into once a day, and that turned into what the Adventurers Club is today.
And just to let our listeners know, Mike writes these fabulous notes from the universe every day, Monday to Friday. They pop into my mailbox, and they provide me, I can't speak for others, although the feedback I've received is much the same, and when I read the testimonies from your website, Mike, I see that as well. But for me, it allows me the permission to keep going for my dream, to keep following my passion, to keep believing when the believing gets tough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been lots of times, like I sent in my mail out for today's show, that you've, you know, encouraged, inspired, cajoled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this sense of, you know, we get what it means to be human. Let's just kind of jolly ourselves through this, because guess what? And there's always a smile on it. And I remember when I met you asking you sort of a bit about the process of how you wrote these, which I find quite fascinating, because they have the ability to speak kind of directly to what I need. When I say cajole, I mean sometimes that kind of gentle jab of the elbow that I needed to kind of get over myself and get on with things.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. And that's the whole intent behind them, and it seems to be working. You know, there's about 56,000 people today who get it every day. And for those who don't know what the notes are, they're very, very brief. Sometimes they're one-liners, one sentence. Other times they're several brief paragraphs. But they're very short. They're designed to kind of get under your skin and make you see life in another from another perspective. And they're written from the perspective of the universe, as if it was the universe talking to you, and they're signed off by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
A bit crazy, you know. I tell people in my workshops sometimes, you know, if I had waited around for the idea of notes from the universe to kind of hit me in the head before I started moving forward, I would have waited forever. And more alarming is if finally, after waiting, you know, too long for a great idea before I sprung myself into action, I had this idea of writing notes to people, to strangers, as if I was the universe, I probably would have thought it was an insane idea. I'd never done it. So the lesson for me that I use that story for is to just get started doing something, because the final steps you make in the dream's evolution, the final direction you're going when the dream is coming true, is inevitably going to be different than the steps you take in the beginning of that journey. And in a way, what that means is your first steps are going to be wrong. You're going to move in the wrong direction, quote unquote wrong. But what's so priceless is that you are moving, because once you take one step, you can better see where the second step should be placed. You can better see where the third and the fourth.
And your footsteps become more confident, and you become more solid from where you're moving. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, we're talking about first footsteps. Mm-hmm. Like a child learning how to walk, they take a tentative footstep and fall down on their butt. And we don't go, oh, no, that was wrong. We encourage
right.
and go, wow, way to go, you know.
Exactly right. And if they didn't take any steps until they thought they knew how to walk, or we didn't let them until we thought they could do it, you know, it would never happen.
Yeah. And look at all that encouragement that we give, you know, as we're learning to walk. And we just need to keep giving that encouragement in all kinds of areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have a caller on the line here. Tim Paul is wanting to call in and have a word with you, Mike. Are you
great.
Up for that?
I'm up for it. Tim,
okay.
You said?
Tim.
All right, Tim, let's go.
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
Not much. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing, Suze?
I'm fabulous. And yourself?
Great, great. This is Tim from San Diego, remember?
That's right. Tim from San Diego. How are you doing? I'm feeling like we've got a big triangle going. Calgary, Alberta to San Diego to Miami, or Orlando, sorry, Florida. So we've got
awesome.
Kind of the corners covered here.
Awesome. Hey, I actually made it a kind of goal of mine about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to meet Mike. Now, maybe this is like my opportunity right here.
Well, Tim, let me introduce you to Mike. Mike, here's Tim.
Hey, Tim, it certainly counts.
Thank you. You know, just to reiterate what you were just talking about, Mike, was I was receiving your messages for quite a long time, and you were just talking about how a baby takes steps and walks.
Right.
It literally takes a while for your brain to wrap around these concepts and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say it's taken me around a year and a half before you finally actually get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, good for you to hang in there. But, yeah, once you get it, you really get it. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it was there all along.
Yeah, and it's such, you know, to be honest, this is the only path that I would recommend to anybody is to, you know, walk with the idea of, you know, God or nature and those universal laws that, you know, every action creates another reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're moving in a positive direction, only more positive things are going to happen to you.
That's wonderful. That's exactly right. That's when you're taking full responsibility for yourself. And what better place could a person be in than taking full responsibility? Because with great responsibility comes great power.
Exactly.
The opposite of the Spider-Man thingy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate you calling in, and And good to hear from you. Things are going well for you.
Yeah, you're on your way, Tim.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care. If anyone else is wanting to call in and meet Mike, you're welcome to do so. Our listener line is 866-472-5792. And you're listening to What Do You Want Instead? Mike, as you were chatting with Tim there, that whole concept of, you know, when you get it, and then you can't imagine how
right
you could have lived before that. I always call that the blinding flash of the dimmer switch.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
It's like, boom, I got it. But it's this, when you look back, it's this slow, and I guess that's what they mean by awakening or,
yeah, you're,
you know,
right,
coming to it. But it's that kind of slow, it's not on, and then all of a sudden it's there, and you can't really pinpoint the moment.
That's so cool, yeah. Spontaneous illumination, but yet it kind of seeped in. And that's very good.
Yeah. Spontaneous illumination, kind of like how the sun does it, I guess, you know, because it's light before it's light.
Yeah, exactly right.
And then all of a sudden it's light and you can't remember what it was like when it was dark.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Our way of looking at the world and building the world really, I believe, comes from the people that we speak with, the things that we read, the music we listen to, the books that we watch, or books that we read, movies that we watch. And a friend of mine said the quality of your success depends on the people with whom you associate. And, you know, the daily reminder, you know, that kind of continual thing that you can count. Like, I can't imagine waking up and coming down to my computer and it not being there.
Wow, that's such a great compliment coming from you, Suze. Thanks.
Well, it's really spurred me on. I know it spurs a lot of other people on. And what I want to know is just quickly, who spurs you on? Or how do you get spurred on?
Oh, good question. That comes up from time to time. You know, I don't want this to sound too ego inflated, but for me, I do have a few pillars that I sometimes turn to, but generally, 99% of the time, it's like always kind of going within, kind of getting grounded, kind of, you know, if something hurts or challenges, it's a matter of like, wait a minute, there's something you're missing here, Mike, or this wouldn't be the case. And so I get clarity in my thoughts, and I dwell on an issue, and then the illumination comes. But my pillars or my confirmations, perhaps we'll finish this after the break.
Okay. Well, we're going to stay tuned to find out what those confirmations and pillars are for Mike. We're on What Do You Want Instead on Voice America and Seventh Wave Networks. I'm Suze Casey, and my guest is Mike Dooley.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483, beliefrepattering.com. Assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. BeliefRepattering.com.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
To What Do You Want Instead? My guest today, Mike Dooley, and we're reminding you of life's everyday magic. And Mike, just before the break, you talked about some of the pillars that you stand by. Can you do a quick overview of that? I know we've got a caller on the line, Anne is standing by, but I wanted to just finish that thought.
Okay. Well, I was saying that for confirmation of pretty much my own inner deductions, the best resources have been the Seth material, S-E-T-H, by Jane Roberts. She's listed as the author. And then really, that's pretty much it. Some other favorite books are the Conversations with God that Neil Donald Walsh did so superbly, and Illusions, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, The Prophet, books I always go back to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We actually talked about Illusions a couple of weeks ago on the program, because I have an annual habit. I go back to a Touchstone book, and that was my Touchstone book last year. And you know, I read it and I thought, no wonder I was thinking this way since I've been 20. I read it when I was 20 to start with, and it's just like, wow, it's really sunk in.
Yeah.
So we've got Anne standing by from Toronto. Anne, welcome. Are you there? Hi.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Oh, am I jazzed? Last night I saw your movie, Michael.
Which movie? I guess there's only, you're talking about The Secret.
Yes.
My little
cameo.
I've
known Bob Proctor for so many years, and to see you there with your buddies, it was just tremendous. And I'd love for you to share some of those energies with your audience, please. I'm listening to you now on over the Internet, so you answer and I'll hang up. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thanks. Anne. Well,
isn't that just exciting? Because I had for my third section here, I was going to ask you about The Secret.
Yeah, well.
So Anne phoned in and did it for us. Thank you, Anne. That was great.
Yeah, well, there's some amazing people behind The Secret out of Australia. They now are based work-wise in the U.S., but that came about in a rather fortuitous way last year, and it worked out that I was able to spend some time on camera with them. I think they used more of the film in the outtakes than they did of my speaking to them during the production of the film. My angle for reality is very much thoughts become things. That's kind of where I launch into all explanations, whereas theirs was more phrased as the law of attraction. So I think that was why there was a bit of a mismatch and why I didn't get more airtime. But I was among some great hitters, Bob Proctor being such the distinguished orator and seer. And it was just a fabulous time, and I'm still in touch with them probably on a weekly basis, the people at The Secret, about future projects, other projects, and some incorporating of the Notes from the Universe into their website and to be used by, well, I won't say too much because it's all pending. But
the exciting things happening.
The relationship continues and exciting things are happening.
That's great when Anne was saying that she watched The Secret last night. I first saw it about a month or so ago. It's only been out a short while. If people are wanting more information, you can contact either myself or Mike, and we can steer you in the right direction. I don't want to give too many websites out over the air because it's hard for people to grab, but you can get a hold of Mike at www.tut.com or myself at www.beliefrepatterning.com. The Secret is an amazing gathering of, as you say, people who, it's mostly based on the law of attraction. But, I mean, your work is absolutely the law of attraction. It's what I think, a very simplified version of what you're going to think about happens, so think good thoughts. You know, thoughts become things, pick the good ones, is a tagline of yours that I really love. Mm-hmm. And the cursed house, you know, leave those to the universe. The universe has got a way bigger picture than you could even imagine.
Absolutely.
So the Secret is something that I've been dipping into and watching a portion of daily, and that's one of the things that I've been using as a pillar of mine for the last 6 weeks, I guess, since I first got it. And it's a fabulous documentary, basically, on the law of attraction with people, as you say, Neil Donald Walsh is on it, Esther Hicks,
mm-hmm.
Joe Vitale, Mike Dooley, Bob Proctor was very instrumental in my following my passion. I remember one of his tapes listening to this about 8 years ago. He posed the question, what are you trading your life for? And at that time I was teaching, loved teaching, but I thought, I didn't realize I was trading my life for this. Maybe there's someplace else I need to be and what I want to be doing. And, you know, had kind of the same sort of situation that you did. That I need to follow this passion because otherwise I'll always wonder what would have happened if I did.
And succeeded.
And, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's great.
It's been a really incredible journey.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So the notes are something that people can just sign up and get for free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also another fabulous product, service that you provide to people, and that's your CD set called Infinite Possibilities.
Yeah, that's the cornerstone of really the entire Adventurers Club. You know, the whole website, the forums, the daily notes, everything's free. But so many people who enjoy the notes then buy Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams, the 12-hour program, that it has become a wildly successful Adventurers Club for me and is, you know, making so many new things possible. But Infinite Possibilities really is by far my major piece of work. It's, of course, nonfiction. It's not the universe talking. It was created pre-Notes from the Universe, and it has an hour on thoughts becoming things, an hour on beliefs, an hour on emotions, on taking action, on relationships, questions and answers. It's really, really in-depth, and the feedback rivals that of Notes from the Universe. It's just, it's really helped a lot of people. And so having the opportunity to kind of share what had been rumbling around in my head my entire life up until the age of 40 when I started recording that was the greatest of all gifts, because it's really been my passion. And, until the T-shirt business went to the wayside, I never really considered it a viable business. It was just kind of my hobby to talk with friends and family about the nature of reality and how to make the most of it. But, miracles have a funny way of presenting themselves. And the next thing I know, I've authored, produced, and recorded an audio program that's now, sold so many thousands of copies all over the world.
Uh-huh.
So that's the main thing that my teachings are in. But then there's a follow-up program called Leveraging the Universe and Engaging the Magic, which is about 5 hours long, but there's an additional 5 CDs thrown in. So that's my offerings in a nutshell.
Uh-huh. And Leveraging the Universe and Engaging the Magic was pretty much the basis for your world tour a couple of years ago.
Right. I did. I started getting invitations to speak quite a bit, and then two back-to-back came to speak in Europe. And to go that far, you'd have to speak for, at least 4 hours. And so I thought, well, just create the material, accept the invitations, and then I thought there'd be a whole lot more, but it kind of petered out. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to invite myself to the rest of the world, and every 3 or 4 weeks, I would take off and hit a new city with, give people a few months' notice, and then come back home 2 days later, and 3 or 4 weeks later, go back out. And so I ended up going to 24 cities all over the world speaking about leveraging the universe and engaging the magic. And then when the tour was done, I made it into an audio program that's got both studio and live versions.
Well, and that's really the inspired action, isn't it? Open to receive from the universe when the invitation came, going and doing the two, but rather than going, oh, well, crumb, that kind of petered out, and guess I'll just take my toys and go home, it was, I loved doing that. I'm going to go do more of it. I'm going to create that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So nice way of moving that forward. What's coming up next for you?
For me, I'm creating new material again for what will be the second world tour. The first leg of that will be in London in July. Probably the second leg will be in my home state, Florida. The third will be on the Alaskan cruise, which we've got coming up in August. And it's not been announced as a world tour yet. I'm still kind of putting together all my thoughts. And there's a few other projects, perhaps with the Secret People, perhaps with various and sundry other entities.
Isn't it nice that you don't have to worry about all that figuring out stuff?
Yeah, it's all going to be taken care of for me. But so the speaking tour will be the biggest new thing on the horizon. Its exact dates are up in the air, except for London and Alaska. And then we also have at the website coming a dating website, like Match.com, but it'll be at Tut.com. It'll just be an extension of Tut.com. We're calling it The Village, where people can interact either through the dating profiles or simply through forums where, we've actually got the forums up already, and they're quite popular, but that's on scheduled to be launched probably next week for all the singles out there.
That's great.
Looking for spiritually aware people.
Absolutely. I'm want to get back to that thought, but we've got a caller on the line. Brenda is joining us. Is Brenda there?
Hey, Suze.
Hey, Brenda.
How are you?
Good, and yourself today?
Great.
Brenda, I'd like you to meet Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey, Mike. I've been sitting here listening to you and Sue's chat. And, you know, I have to say it's very inspirational to listen to someone that had the courage to step away from their previous career and take a new path.
Thanks.
There's lots of people out here that, myself included, making adjustments along the way because we're not totally content with where we're at. We could be making money, but it's just not sitting with our gut properly. And so it's encouraging just to listen to you speak and share what you went through.
Thanks so much, Brenda.
In making your change. And Suze, I just wanted to say I've been working with Suze for the last couple of years, and as well, she's been a huge help just in terms of clearing away the gook, taking away the rain off the windshield to see that you can do it and start taking small steps and lighten the load off your shoulders and really just do the clearing work that allows you to get the monkeys off the back and believe that you really can move forward and do what you really want to do in your heart.
That's great. Well, Suze is gifted, isn't she?
Suze is wonderful.
Well, thank you. We all bring our gifts, and I'm thrilled and be and it feels really nice to be the sandwich in the middle with you two right now. We're just about to take a break, so is there anything else that you wanted to add, Brenda or Mike, before we take our break?
I'm okay.
We're okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Brenda. Really appreciate it. And we'll be back after this short break. My guest today is Mike Dooley, reminding you of life's everyday magic. And you're listening to Suze Casey, What Do You Want Instead?
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483. BeliefRepattering.com. Assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. BeliefRepattering.com. Achieve exceptional levels of health and fitness through integrating the very best in fitness, nutrition, and healing. Tune into Total Fitness with fitness, nutrition, and healing coaches Catherine Kerrigan and James Williams. Each week, get inspired to exercise, eat and rest in harmony with your body's needs, and take advantage of effective natural healing methods with in-depth cutting-edge information and advice. Get fit, get healthy, get motivated, and get real with Total Fitness, broadcasting every Friday at 7 a.m. on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? Life's everyday magic, Mike. It's there everywhere you look, isn't it?
It is there.
And you just have to be open to it.
Mm-hmm. And once you're open to it, it becomes very, very simple. Your whole life is proof of the fact that your thoughts become the things and events of your life. There is no other rule. There's no other mitigating circumstances. It's not just your good thoughts. It's not just on certain days. It's not when you've passed certain tests. It's a nonstop.
I mean, it's
all
not when
time.
You're just wearing your lucky shirt?
That's right.
Oh, heck, I thought I had to have my lucky shirt on.
Yeah. No, there's, and I think what holds a lot of people back is that there's this kind of because there is the quote-unquote unknown, they think that there's something in the unknown that's perhaps holding them back, or that perhaps their dream is, well, it's not quite right, not quite yet, that something else needs to fall into place first, or that there's these other factors, or karma, or their palm, or their pre-life choices that maybe have them boxed into a corner. And it's
or
like,
their family,
no.
Or their job, or their spouse.
Oh, yeah, the
or
list
their...
is endless.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is they're totally free. There are no unknown variables working against anybody. And whatever it is that you most want, literally and truly, the universe, which is nothing more than your greater self, wants the same things for you. And so to use this principle, the simplest thing to do is to direct your thoughts to the best of your ability. There will always be worries. Even in the most stunning turnarounds of my life, they came at crises where I was terrified and petrified of being fired at Price Waterhouse, of losing the t-shirt company, of this, that, or the other. And even though those negative, fearful thoughts flooded my mind, even during the times that I would visualize for 5 minutes a day, the positive thoughts, the clarity, the desire for the end, focused on once a day, was always enough to overcome what seemed like 18 hours a day of frittering little worrisome thoughts. And it's because we're all far more positive than we realize we are. We're far more positive than we are negative. And because that's the case, it's therefore as if, not technically, but as if our positive thoughts are more positive or more powerful than our negative thoughts, because our positive thoughts are in line with who we really are. And who we really are is the divine. We're not of the universe. Or that's not right. We are not apart from the universe. We are of the universe. We are the eyes and the ears. We are the eyes and the ears of the universe. This is our playground. We made it for us. And so it begs to follow that we're here for our inevitable success. And we wouldn't create a world like this, the paradise like this, to see if we would trip and fall. We came here to thrive. And if you look around, our civilization is proof of it. You know, people would tend to say, well, I'm not sure if people really thrive in time and space. It's like, oh my gosh, we're so much further along in the last 10 years as a civilization than we were 10 years ago, including pollution and problems like that. The air and the waters and the oceans have never been as clean as they are right now compared to the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. We've got a long way to go, and we've got issues, and a lot of people are finally waking up to it. And hopefully, quote-unquote, you know, based on what all the doomsdayers are saying, the mass critical consciousness will wake up in time. But if it doesn't, we'll start over. We'll make another world somewhere else for our own fun and games, for our own enjoyment, for our own lessons. So we are inclined towards success. And anybody listening here right now would have to admit that they laugh, all in all, in their life, far more than they've cried, that they've smiled more than they've frowned, that they have more times with friends than they do when they're alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have more abundance, and that they've always somehow managed to make things work than been broke. Because if the 50-50 rule was true, then most people would be without money half their life and then with money the other half. And the fact of the matter is people almost always have the money they need. And it's very rare that people completely hit the skids. And then there's unending stories of people filing for bankruptcy, like Walt Disney did, and turning their ship around. So it's like this whole world is just begging us on. And it's a matter of us tuning into who we really are, choosing what we really want, not listening or being led by false motivators. And then my second most important message after thoughts becoming things is get out into the world. And new spiritually aware people tend not to do that because they feel frightened so much, or they feel like they've been batted around so much that they're afraid to take responsibility, and they think now that this wonderful, conspiring, loving universe is going to live their life for them. But the universe can't reach you if you don't at least get out there. And the analogy is, you know, if you wanted to sail around the world, the easy part, but the required part, is hoisting up the sails, getting your little dinghy out of the harbor. The impossible part, filling up your sails and blowing that thing effortlessly around 25,000 miles circumference, is done by the universe. But in that case, we must do what we know to do. We must hoist up the sails. We must avail ourselves of the magic. And that can't be done by sitting in your couch and visualizing all day long. It's incredibly critical that people get out there, not trying to hit the home run, but they get out there with the idea that this is how the universe is going to reach them. And then they can relax and take a deep breath when they have to make their cold calls or they're joining Toastmasters or Rotary, because it's just pitching the ball to the universe, and one of these pitches, the universe will smack it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. And hit that home run. And you wondering and worrying about which one it's going to be before you've even taken the ball out of your pocket to throw it isn't really useful. Or wondering where the ball's going to get made, or
exactly.
How come you have this color of ball, or
exactly.
all the crazy making questions that we tend to ask ourselves in those moments of doubt and fear, which, you know, I've learned to just go, oh, I'm in doubt and fear. Cool. This is visible evidence I'm moving forward, because if I was staying in the same place, I wouldn't be having any fear.
That's good.
So I've got fear. Might as well turn into excitement. Now what? You know, where am I headed? What direction am I going in? And what do I want instead, to coin a phrase?
Yeah. That's powerful, Suze.
And getting those thoughts over there. And you know, isn't it wonderful to know that the universe, we had the wisdom when we were creating this playground to make sure that the positive thoughts were like way, 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 way more powerful than the dark thoughts.
Oh, they are. I've seen it again and again in my life when I've just been so worried about something. But yet, if I at least did what I knew to do, shut up, sit down, and visualize for 5 minutes, and then when you're done, get out into the world. Even if the negative thoughts, you know, penetrated that, it was still enough. And when you do what you know to do, it's always enough. You just stay the course. You never quit until you're there.
Do what you know how to do and be who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a really, some people said, how do I know what I really am? And I said, if it feels good,
yeah.
You know, in the immediate and in the long term, if it feels good, you're being who you really are. If it feels good in the immediate and then feels horrible afterwards, it's not who you really are. And if it feels horrible now but good in the long run, you probably had an opportunity to learn who you really were from that experience.
That's right.
But it's, you know,
exactly
it's that,
right.
I think that's all we're really called to be, isn't it? Who we really are, and then the magic is just there to be seen.
And that's who we'd most want to be anyway.
Mm.
You know, it's like, wow, win-win.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need to worry about the people around us not liking that, because they really like who
that's
we really
right.
are anyway.
That's right. Everybody wins. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, I really very much appreciate you joining me, Mike. I want to take 2 seconds to just talk a bit about what we're doing next week for our listeners,
sure.
And then we'll come back and close. So hang with me for a moment. You're listening to What Do You Want Instead? And my guest this week has been Mike Dooley, and reminding you of life's everyday magic. Some of the things we talked about was making sure that you get it and that you focus on what you want and that you be who you are and you follow your passion and let the universe do the hard work. Next week, my guest is Brenda Holden, and she and I will be talking about lightening up, whatever that means to you. We're really excited to have callers in today. Thanks to Tim and Brenda and Anne for giving us a shout. Tim from San Diego, Anne from Toronto, and Brenda from Edmonton, those last two both in Canada, for those listeners who are listening elsewhere. And we look forward to hearing from you next week when my guest is Brenda Holden and our topic is lightening up. But today I need to just do another big thank you to Mike Dooley, reminding you of life's everyday magic. And I want to remind listeners, Mike, to hit www.tet.com and sign up for that Adventurers Club and just begin a ride of their lifetime and a reminder of who they really are.
Thanks, Suze. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I just wanted to close with today's note from the universe that I received from you, and I just loved it. Hypothetically, if you were begin to ask the world, best friends, complete strangers, or natural-born psychics, why some things haven't worked out the way you wanted and how other things got so crazy or might be wrong with you, they'd have the answers. Oh, yeah. But, of course, they'd be taken aback, but they'd pretend, they'd hide this so as not to hurt your feelings, quickly accept the authority you surrendered, and talk their little heads off with reasons, rationale, and insight. Glad to be recognized and sincerely happy to be of service. And you'd both be further convinced that you have issues. So let's not ever invent such opportunities. Always beside you, the universe. Just opportunities to grow and learn and be who you really are. Thanks for joining me, Mike, and thanks for being such a huge part of my world.
Tally-ho!
Thank you for joining What Do You Want Instead? Next Thursday, Suze Casey will be back with more thought-provoking discussions to support you in creating conversations of possibilities. Continue honoring and acting yourself. To contact Suze, beliefrepattering.com.